broadcasting live from the ESPN 690 Anajar and Levine Studios.
This is Action Sports Chats with Brent Martineau.
Have you ever been in a food eating contest? I have not. Chug a beer contest? I really have not. Probably could do it. I don't know if I'd win. This isn't going to be a flex moment for me here during football at 5. Coos, you don't look like the type that's been in a food eating contest.
Definitely.
Is there a type?
I feel, like Joey Chestnut doesn't look like a stereotypical person that would be in a food eating contest, in my opinion.
That is Justin Couser. Justin, it's good to have you back for a moment or two.
I'm having flashbacks, I was just saying.
I know, you know how to push those buttons.
I don't know about that. I mean, hopefully, we're hoping we can press the
buttons. How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm chilling, you know?
How's married life?
Married life's good.
Nicole's good?
Nicole is good. We have a house now. And
really?
Yeah, you know.
I knew that, actually.
It's, you know, it's a little stressful, but that is what it is.
That's good, man. Good to have you back. Coos, behind the scenes, he helps out from time to time anyway. He's just across the hall.
Yeah.
Show's going well on WAPE.
Yeah, I believe, at least I like to think it is.
I'm the only person from the original ESPN 690 that hasn't jumped back over to WAPE.
I know. You're the last standing, but I mean, your name's on the
OG.
Show. Your name's right? On the show. You can't, That would really mess some things up.
These guys are putting gloves on.
I don't know.
What's up on the stream right now? Is this what I'm seeing? I mean, what are we doing here?
Hold on. Talk again, Aaron. Sorry, I didn't have your pot up.
I was just going to say that we're wearing gloves because, you know, once we're done stuffing our faces, we got to then touch the million-dollar equipment again.
I thought this was like...
Are we on the radio?
I thought you were on the radio, and for a second there, I'm looking, and I'm like, are we doing like a physical... Is this a colonoscopy checkup?
This was all a
this
is the ultimate surprise. Colonoscopy checkup on chicken wing day.
Casey's right. The room's dark and they're putting on gloves. I'm a little nervous.
It's getting closer. It's very sketchy.
Is it cold in there?
Very sketchy.
Cough.
Oh, my.
Why are you so close?
What's the problem, Casey? You intimidated? What's the deal?
You're talking to that microphone now, Casey, so we can hear you. You got to turn that thing up a little bit, or you're tall. So here's a go. We set the scene here. We do this show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. We put a lot of emphasis on the social media side, but we don't want to forget you folks on the radio side. We appreciate you driving home from work as well going into the weekend and on the stream, ESPN69.com, all the different apps. You can get us just about anywhere, right? But we do have these fun setups. That's a nice little drink of Celsius to start this.
It, baby.
And
get the energy going. You're a beat. What was Joey Chestnut's tenders? He did 40.
Are we going to have some music here?
Oh,
you could probably find that, Coos. I'll talk enough so you can find a little music if you can.
Coos is doing a lot more work than he was told.
I'm way in over my head. But
he was just supposed to keep me company, technically.
What do you think? So if I remember correct, because I was just talking about this story the other day, Joey Chestnut ate 44 chicken tenders in 5 minutes. What do you think the world record is for chicken wings?
Chicken in 5 minutes?
I guess 5 minutes. I mean, I don't know.
It's got to be more just because there's less meat on a chicken wing than a chicken tender.
You can go a little faster.
It's almost like, it's almost easier to eat a chicken wing fast than it is a chicken tender.
I
think we have a lot of practice at it, too, because like with a chicken tender, you like cut it up. Sometimes people do it that way. You just throw it in your hand as well. Like now, if it's chicken nuggets, it'd be a different thing.
Yeah, chicken nuggets, you could fly through some chicken nuggets probably.
So world record for chicken wings in 5 minutes. I'm going to look this up.
I don't know if they do 5 minutes, but I mean, maybe it's like a 10-minute thing. You know what I mean?
This is seven interesting notes about chicken wing world records.
Okay.
What is the world record for eating chicken wings? In 2018, Molly Schuyler consumed 501 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
What?
501
Holy
in 30
moly.
Minutes. That's where they do the wing bowl in Philly.
Oh, okay.
501?
Yeah.
So what are the chances they get close to that?
Not good.
Like
well, first of all, we don't have 500. Are we supposed to be giving a shout-out to Extreme Wings for the wings?
Yeah, man. Actually, I was supposed to give Justin that copy. That's on me.
Oh.
Let me just say this, because I'll
get
it.
I can tell you about Extreme Wings.
Yeah, once we're done with this, I'll get the proper copy. But here's what I know about Extreme Wings. Tons of flavors, always delicious. The owner, don't be late to pick up the wings. He could be if you're not late. But let me tell you, most delicious wings you're going to find out there on Atlantic Boulevard. Just a delicious place to eat, man. And it's National Chicken Wing Day. So why not go there for their deals today, which we'll tell you about as soon as this is over and I can get that copy.
And several locations, by the way, including down in Julenton Creek, one of their newest locations with Extreme Wings.
Let's see if I can email this to Kuzar while you guys are talking.
Well, here's I got some other Guinness Book of World Records for largest chicken wing eating competition.
Okay.
Amazon Web Services took place in November of 18 in Vegas. Can you just get me the number, please? 397 competitive eaters gave their all to the sport over the course of 2 rounds and 40 minutes. All right, that was boring. come on, give me some more. World's largest chicken wing.
301 wings in 30 minutes or 500.
Yeah. So if you break that down, you guys are going in 5 minutes. So you do, what's that,
wings.
500 divided by 6? It's what?
60?
No, that would be 600.
I don't know. My plate only has like 12 on it.
Did you count?
No, that's like 80 wings in 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, sure, you could touch them.
That's so many wings.
Yeah, that's 80 wings in five minutes.
Do you think they stuck with only like the drums or the wing, like one specific
that's
one?
That's a good call.
I'll tell you this. When I was putting them on the plate, I was trying to prefer those drums because I thought to myself,
I made a mistake.
Less meat, easier to just rip apart, throw, rip apart, throw. I meant the flats, not the drums, the flats.
Oh. By the way, like the obvious question, like it's like the number 4 question in sports radio in June, wings or flats?
I'll go flats every time.
Yes.
So I was a drums guy for a really long time.
It's amazing how that has changed.
And then I saw a TikTok on how to eat the wings easier, where you kind of just push all the meat down, you can get it in one bite, and now I'm a wings guy.
Oh,
wasn't there a time?
Strategy. Look at this.
Yeah. See, I got it.
Little Cheshire cat over here.
Was there a time like in American history? How good are you guys at history?
Never.
Like, I think there was a time I read, like, American history where, like, the Republicans weren't, like, the conservative party.
Yeah, long time ago.
Right?
There was Dixie Democrats and the Republicans were the Northern.
So I have that right. Yeah. And
you're old, bro. It sounds about right.
Well, no, I, like, read this up recently because I was, like, so fed up with politics. So I started Googling, like, why are we so divided, right? Yeah. So anyway, that's what I landed on. I was like, wow, I don't know if I ever learned that at school or didn't know. But my point is, the biggest change in American society outside of the Republicans going from liberal to conservative, maybe, might be that people now would rather have flats than drums. Like, when I was a kid in high school and I would go to Hooters, you'd have to pay extra for the drums.
It might be flipped now.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Why has that happened? Like, what did we change in the chicken wing to change a habit like that?
It is the approach of eating the wing, I think. I think it really, you realize how much easier and convenient and less messy it is to eat the wing or the drum over the wing. The wing
maybe
over
it's
the drum.
Part of the country's health consciousness. Is there less fat maybe in the
definitely
flats?
Maybe you don't eat as much, like because it's harder to eat, so therefore you eat more wings.
I don't know, because like what about like, is it like crabs? Like they take forever to get the meat out, and I feel like I can eat like 95 crabs, you know?
A lot of crabs. You want to go against Casey? You'll do it next week.
Let's do it. It's National Crab Day.
Yeah, crabs? I'm serious.
Again, yeah, no, he needs a cream for it.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we have I'm going to ask that. Why did we have a societal change on drums and flats? Because 20 years ago, it was clearly flats. I mean, drums, sorry. It would cost more.
And now it's flats for sure.
All right.
I feel like I got bullied for wanting drums at one point.
I feel like you probably got bullied for a lot more.
All right. So anyway, to paint the picture, it's Happy National Chicken Wing Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Casey Kurtz ready to square off against Aaron Schachter.
That's right. Lots on the line. Bro.
They're in the, you know, the Jags have a performance center. We have a performance studio.
We do.
It's right?
It's bigger than a studio.
And it's really a cool place. It's where we hosted our first and only anniversary party.
Only one.
Even though we're now almost 4 years in.
To be fair, was it year two was messed up with the COVID
stuff?
It was, right?
Yeah. We had a lot of problems.
You guys
there.
Aging like radio dog years. One right. Every 4 years.
Kuz is here with us. We appreciate him jumping over, helping to push buttons, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing if these guys weren't in
Amen,
the
brother.
Studio.
Amen.
So set the guidelines, guys. And while you do that, a quick shout out again to Extreme Wings, who's provided contestants with the chicken wings today. Extreme Wings Sports Grill is serving wings in Jacksonville since 1999. And we mentioned the four locations: Kern Atlantic, Ocean Way on the north side, St. John's on 210, and Roosevelt Boulevard on the west side near NAS Jacks. I went live there every other Friday last year during the football season, but we'll do that again. Jalapeno Ranch, Caribbean Jerk, spicy blue cheese, lemon pepper. That's so many flavors at Extreme Wings.
What flavor are you guys working with?
I'm not really sure.
I have no idea.
I was under the impression that these weren't sauced, that they were just kind of maybe tossed in a dry rub. But that looks more like a sweet chili or
this is definitely a Thai chili. Whatever you just said. No.
This has a sauce to it.
No.
This has a sauce to it. It's a little lighter than buffalo. I'm going to assume it's like a ranch buffalo, Case, if you want to dip a pinky in here.
It might be spicy blue cheese. Any chance?
Spicy blue cheese. Yeah, it might be. Jalapeno ranch could be the game changer.
Blue cheese or ranch?
Oh, blue.
We got both sauces here.
Ranch, for sure, though.
We needed the sauces for this, but I'll go ranch every time.
Really?
All right, he's going to keep
it. What are you, Coos?
I'm a ranch, for sure. I'm dip it in ranch.
I like ranch, but I'm a blue cheese guy.
Blue. Are you a ranch on your pizza, stuff like that, too?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not French fries. You got to go on French fries.
Ooh, French fries. But pizza is also low-key good with
French fries, ketchup. Like, isn't that what you're supposed to put on French fries?
Ketchup?
Yeah, every time. Well, but,
mustard.
If I'm talking about things I'm going to put ranch on, it goes like wings and then pretty much fries and salad.
That's you know the only thing else I put on different things, like not crazy, but is barbecue sauce. Like, I'll dip French fries in barbecue sauce. You know?
For the longest time, I was ketchup, and recently I've been more like, you know, like a Frank's Red Hot, some kind of hot sauce on there.
Listen, you really want to get grossed out. I'll go ketchup on naked spaghetti. A lot of my wife threatens to divorce me every time she sees that.
Really?
That's pretty gross.
And then I'll also do, I found this out recently because, you know, even though I'm 42 and married, second time over, three kids, I live like a bachelor. So I did naked spaghetti with buffalo pizza sauce. There's a thing you could buy at the store.
Okay.
And then I put a little bit of the Tabasco green chili on it, and it was delicious.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
All right, one last question before we start this thing. You got 5 minutes to eat wings, but why do you have the gloves on? Like,
I don't know.
It's not like you're feeding each other wings.
Want me to feed you wings?
No. I was told to put them on.
That in slow-mo, though? We could probably sell that somewhere.
Here's what
OnlyFans, baby.
Here's
bald man feeds bigger man chicken wings in a dark room with gloves on.
By the way,
Casey has
it would go viral in today's world.
Oh, yeah.
Casey has a whole radio show to do once we're done here.
I do.
So if he's sitting there with his gross fingers, and you know if you've eaten buffalo wings, but you can't get the sauce out of the fingernail beds, no matter how hard you scrub.
That's true.
It's just a matter of, like, days. It's got to sink into your skin or something.
Days, weeks, months, years.
But, like, this kid's going to put his nasty fingers all over this equipment we all got to share. I'm like, I'd rather just use the gloves.
This is we all. As far as I understand it, me and Coos are the only ones to touch it.
All right.
As far away from the board as possible. Coos has to use it in the morning.
So here we're doing play-by-play, Coos.
Okay.
They got 5 minutes we put on the clock.
Yeah, where's the clock, though? Because we don't have it.
I'm going to start
the clock in the studio.
Listen, I'll start the clock.
Okay.
I've got it. I've got the stopwatch out.
Okay.
In fact, I'll even set the timer. How often do you use that on your phone?
Love it.
Not very often.
Timer?
So it counts down. So yeah. I'll set the timer.
Okay.
And what kind of chime do we want to end it?
One that sounds like me vomiting at the end of the
How day. About like a night owl? Let's try that one. That'll be the ending, okay? That'll be the buzzer.
Nothing says you just finished stuffing your face with wings.
Yeah,
that
sucked. Right, let's go. Let's try. How about this? Nah, that's too. We're gonna get another one.
Just pick one.
Nah. Nah, the beacons. That's the one everybody uses.
Is there like a tropical one? Oh, I like that.
Do you? Sounds like I'm at a nursery school.
Is there
school.
A sound for people changing the station because we haven't started yet? Because I think that's the one we should play.
That one's too mystical.
These things suck. These are terrible.
We're just... Oh, that one's good.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Call me. They're going to need
that's
that.
The Casey dying music.
Yeah, you're going to need that. You're going to need that.
Hey, before we start,
yeah. What's the best one? Oh, it's a handshake. Very good.
I'm not shaking.
No, he's not shaking his hand. It was almost a handshake.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's watch these guys eat.
Really?
In 3, 2, 1, go. It's game on. 5 minutes.
All right, Aaron looks like he went with a flat first. Oh, both went flat first. Casey did the split open method, and Aaron did the keep it together method, which is interesting. Are we going to have, like, an afterwards look at the wings to make sure all the meat's on?
Yeah, we probably have, we have a judge in the room.
We might have to disqualify.
We got a judge. And he's eating. Aaron's even talking while eating. Can you please not talk with food in your mouth? All right? Don't you have any manners? What do you think your kids are going to say about this?
I think Aaron is almost done wing number two. Casey doesn't seem to be going as fast as Aaron.
He says he's not a fast eater. You know, here's what I want to know. Who's more intimidating? The Red Menace at 6 foot whatever, 280 pounds, or the bald man? Like, because all we're looking at is the bald head of Aaron.
We were having some fun, Brent, by the way, when we were setting this up, because the camera shot, we have lights in there.
1 minute in.
We had to bring the camera shot really down because his head was too shiny.
It's a problem.
Try to win.
Not very food.
All right, the problem.
That was like a 10-second penalty on Coos.
Yeah.
You can play through the bell now, whatever happens. That's what we should have had, is a ding, ding, ding kind of bell.
See, so I'm kind of leaning Casey on this one right now because Aaron, the frantic eating of Aaron is making me nervous.
I know, the leaning over it. Like, I feel like he's going to have to see a chiropractor after this. 904chiro.com, by the way.
Brad Butler.
Like, he's going to have one of those eating stomach cramps because the guy hasn't done, like, sit-ups in probably, like, 20 years. So he's probably got a cramp from leaning over and eating like this.
I think he's not choking. Oh, he might be choking.
Hey, you know what? Listen, we're in here. Can't do the Heimlich from over here.
Yeah.
That's one thing we can't do on the feed.
We probably should have gotten a doctor.
Plan, though. I needed 2 minutes to get in. Me a loving embrace to give me the Heimlich.
Yeah.
2 minutes in here on our chicken wing eating contest. Thanks again, Extreme Wings, for providing these gentlemen with the contestant food.
I think Aaron's in the lead right now. I've been trying to keep a tab on how many wings are going.
Casey looks like he's at the park, people watching, and just eating his 6 wings that he ordered.
That's
fries and a drink.
That's like the the kid you play basketball against. You'd be talking some smack to him, and he's just like quiet, and you know you're in trouble. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe I'm getting from Casey, but I'm not seeing it in the wing result at the moment.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Aaron's cheating a little bit because he's destroying all of his bones, so, like, you don't really know how many wings there actually were. Mine are all still intact.
So, yeah, that is going to be a problem. We're going to have to, like, divide Aaron's bones by two.
We're going to have to go back and check.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to know because we know how many wings were in there to begin with.
I'm done with, like, 17 wings.
By the way, you have we're rolling up on 2 minutes to go remaining in the contest. So
it shouldn't come as a shock, but I'm sweating profusely right now.
Are they hot?
I'm very calm.
What's the taste? Tasted them, what kind of flavor are they, do you think?
I have no idea.
Really? Casey, are yours maybe original?
Are yours original? Are there anything on it?
Some not. It's pretty good. Caribbean jerk, I think.
The
Caribbean jerk is the one sitting next to me.
I was going to say, it's very appropriate.
You guys talk.
You walked into that one. Come on.
I did.
90 seconds to go here, and it's really hard to tell who's in the lead if you're listening on the radio. This probably is not playing great on the radio, but we'll be sharing on social media.
It's also hard to tell even on the stream because I can't.
We can't see their plate.
Yeah, Casey's Celsius is blocking the plate. So I can't see how many.
That's a good promotion, though, for Celsius.
Yeah, baby.
That's called product placement.
Please don't.
But even then, like now,
I'm drinking a Celsius. Actually, we got Celsius everywhere. Peach vibe right now. We're rolling up on a minute to go, guys. Rolling in on 60 seconds remaining here in the chicken wing eating contest.
Let me see if I can find
Extreme Wings providing the wings on Happy National Chicken Wing Day.
See if I can find a more. I don't know any. So the problem is all the bed music's changed since I've been in here, so I don't know what this is all about. This could be an interview for all I know.
Try it.
I mean.
Yeah, this is kind of good for the last second.
Yeah, we got 40 seconds to go. Keep eating, Casey. Let's go.
Chewing.
Oh, I like this. Okay, this is good. Last second.
This is a Brian Nelson special.
Oh, okay. Good.
Inside 30 seconds to go here in the chicken wing eating contest. Look, Aaron's going to pass out, man. Get a maneuver ride home.
This was not a good idea.
Hey, if you're getting tired, drink some of that Celsius. It'll get you going. Yeah, there you go.
Don't get tired. You have 10 seconds left.
Oh, yeah. Put the drink down. You got another.
You have 10 seconds left. You have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No more. That really was it. That's the worst ringtone for this.
That is awful editing.
And Casey's
the
like,
timer is off.
Casey's gonna.
Like, I feel like you should hug after this.
Casey, yeah. Wait, oh, yeah, Casey's gotta get them. The...
Get him away from me.
I mean, all the things iPhone does, and this is what you come up with ringtones, iPhone? I mean, my goodness. Are you going to throw up?
They both look like they're struggling right now.
Are you going to throw up?
Hey, Tom, we need you to come over here, buddy.
I'm not.
Well, I wouldn't think you'd throw up, Casey. I mean, you just, like, ate one wing per minute.
Yeah, I really don't feel like Casey had...
Did you even have, like, six wings?
The momentum. Like, he never really had the rush.
Hey, Casey, did you do anything fast?
Four, five, six. I had six wings in 5 minutes. Six wings. My plate look okay?
That seems really low.
You had six wings?
That seems really low.
He looked like he ate, like, 20 wings. So strict, Tom.
What Casey left with?
I had 12, and there's three on the plate. So nine.
You're going to make us do math?
How's that possible?
Casey did not seem like he ate that many.
I was putting two down for everyone he ate.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Two. Three. Four.
All right, you don't need to count. Tom's in there to help us. Thanks. I mean, this has been bad enough radio. I don't know if we need to hear you count to 15 or 12. It certainly felt like Aaron was...
It looked like Aaron was eating more. Yes.
There's some kind of conspiracy happening or something. This is...
Clap it up for Casey!
Funny business,
yeah, baby!
$100 gift certificate.
Are you guys clapping?
No.
No.
You guys both were disappointing, kind of.
Freaking clap!
Here's the thing is nine... So nine in 5 minutes?
Yeah, that's probably not terrible.
Oh, like, it feels low.
Here's the thing. It could have been more, but I saw him die.
Like, that's fair.
I tried to tell him before we started. I was like, hey, just take it slow and steady. Like, go back and listen to the audio. I said that to him. He's like, nah, nah. And I was, okay.
You know, you always think you can do more, by the way, in these. So it doesn't sound like much to the outsiders. My buddy, he's kind of a bigger fella. And he loved pizza, like pizza all the time. So he tried, you know, went to one of those pizza places where they say, if you can eat like the biggest pizza we have, you get it for free type thing. Mm-hmm. And I think many places do it. But so he tried it. He couldn't even finish. He had an hour and you couldn't even finish half of it.
Have you ever
a burger joint around here that did that where they had a giant like 4 or 5 pound burger? And if you finished it, you got it for free. And I'm like, OK, thanks. But like. What about the doctor's bill?
I know. I need more incentive than that, I think.
Have you ever finished one of those?
No.
I've only ever done one, and it was like a pound burger. It wasn't, like, anything crazy.
The other thing I can't stress to you enough is he's literally sweating and dying, and I'm not broken a sweat. I'm literally chilling.
I know.
I have the kindergarten wings. I was sitting here with the hot plastered sauce wings. There's literally a pool of sauce in here. They were delicious, but, like, once I got to the third or fourth one, my body started rejecting this whole idea.
Well, thankfully, you only got to six.
What a bum, dude.
I feel like Brent's mocking me, right? Brent, are you mocking me or being supportive
more than 1 minute.
It's actually not even mocking. It's in disbelief. Kuz and I feel like you ate way more than six wings.
I felt like you housed so many wings.
We need to watch the replay.
We will. You will have to do something with the replay because, okay.
Is this going to be like the, this is going to be like the home run derby? We're going to go back and realize.
It's going to be like the Zabruder film. I'm going to bring in some experts.
Some people play effortlessly. That was Casey. Aaron looked like he was leaving it all on the line, man.
You don't look like you're doing well.
I put it all on the line. Casey's here on, like, a free vacation. He's sitting here going, free dinner, guys.
Yeah, I'm actually going to eat the other three, if that's okay.
Yeah, it is. We'll take
a
break.
You got to put those gloves back on, though, apparently.
Thanks again to Extreme Wings. Four locations
for Extreme Wings. Can we please clap it up for Extreme Wings?
All right.
And more Extreme Wings than Casey, that's for sure.
Are you guys clapping this
Ocean
time?
Way on the north side, St. John's and 210, and Roosevelt Boulevard on the west side near NASJ. Jax, make sure you check out Extreme Wings on National Chicken Wing Day and all football season
long. Your hands are even sweating, dude. You were wearing gloves.
Aaron Schachter loses to Casey Kurtz. It's going to cost him a $100 gift certificate. I don't know to where. Didn't specify where. Which, if I was buying $100 gift cards for Casey, I'd make it some really fun plays. Kuz, thanks for jumping in, man.
No problem. Thanks for letting me jump in here.
Football at 5 rolls on ESPN 690 after this on a Friday.
Call me John Jones. The champ is here, baby. Woo! What do you do?
I love, like, if you could pick a champion, would you pick, would you go to John Jones?
His walkout, his, no, I wouldn't, like, but.
Like, if you're about to go on and be like, I am the champion, call me John Jones.
Okay, what I said was the champ is here, and that's his walkout music.
I got you.
Yeah, so, like, intellectuals got it. Austin Lane would have left.
Yeah, intellectuals got it. Nice. Sick burn, bro. By the way, non-intellectuals will get it. Here's the thing, Casey. I had to let you win because you've been taking so many L's. You and Urban over the last week have been the saddest sacks of human beings I've ever seen. So I said to Brent on the side, I was like, Brent, we got to cheer this kid up or else he's going to leap off the second floor of this building.
I'd survive.
Slight, I would survive. Slight bounce as he hit the ground, but, you know.
Survive.
The winner is Casey Kurtz.
Yeah, it is.
National champion. Well done, man. Well done. Did you get to name your gift certificate? I or like, are you going as one of those, like, one of those, like, exotic stores or something? I'll be honest with you. Before you said anything, I just thought I was going to Venmo him $100 or something. And then once you mentioned that, I'm like, this is the opportunity.
This is.
I think I'm going to go with I picked the gift card.
You know when you drive, okay. Like, by the way, like, what are those places even called? I don't know. I guess I shouldn't name them. But we drive a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Why are you, like, crooked?
This, I don't know. But does anybody do more
okay.
advertising than those, like, adult stores?
No, but, you know, I'm sure they're making the money off of it.
They got to be. I mean, they may have so much advertising.
Yeah.
On the highways and stuff.
And that's where they are, right? They're right off of all these truck stops. It's like right when you're getting a truck stop, you get a little shower in the bathroom as a trucker. You go over to, like, the fantasy store. You find a lot lizard. The whole day is taken up.
Lot lizard. Oh, my God.
Casey knows. He's been down I-95 a time or two.
From Palmetto, bro.
I was actually going to say, have you ever been into one of those? I've not. I actually haven't.
Field trip. Come on.
Remote.
Find some nice young lady with Mountain Dew mouth, 4.5 teeth. Hadn't seen a dentist since the 80s. Come on.
That's Aaron Schechter, everybody.
Yes, it is. Also on the Eagle. Eagle in the mornings. They say it's number one, not until that clip gets pulled.
Family show.
Because that's all of his listenership on that show.
You know, I said today, we have this text chain going on. And so we're talking about the chicken wing contest. And other things that we could talk about.
Catastrophe.
Which we didn't get to.
Well, we didn't get to the other things.
My Barry Bonds stat. Yeah,
he's got a big baseball stat.
Well, in the moment. We still got Joey Gallo talk.
If we talk about Joey Gallo before the thing that I worked like 20 minutes on this morning, I'm quitting on the spot.
Oh.
Before I get my Adam and Eve quitting on.
Can we please talk about Joey Gallo immediately?
So anyway, I asked about pizza. Because I was bringing in some pizza today for the fellas, since they've been doing such good work.
Oh, I forgot I had like 4 pieces of pizza before.
Yeah,
that.
Talk about a bad day to bring in pizza for me.
I know, but it's like Friday. It's like the only day I'm here.
Yeah,
it's the only day
I
came to work.
Fair doesn't enough. Come to work. I try to tell you people.
But I come with gifts, but I come to work. So I said, for the future, what kind of pizza do you like? Even though I knew I was getting some. Aaron says, traditionalist. I'm good with cheese. Boring. If I'm going toppings, I go Hawaiian.
Yeah.
The guy used to sit in that chair. He used to not like that pineapple stuff.
He was smart.
I heard a lady in the elevator say the other day, there was a pizza guy delivering at the hotel, and the lady's like, I don't like that Hawaiian. I think I'm like the only one. I'm like, no, you're not. There's a lot of people that don't like that Hawaiian.
I have a sweet tooth, though, so the pineapple does it for
me. We love the Hawaiian, by the way, in our house. Pineapple on pizza is perfectly fine.
Great.
You also said buffalo. When I'm feeling weird, I go broccoli and banana peppers.
Yeah,
now, that is weird.
And my guy Carmine. Carmine's Pie House, Riverside. Yeah. I'll give him the shout out, man. Love that spot. Love that spot. They get a nice big slice going. They cook it well done for me, nice and crispy. I fold it in half. It's got the big broccoli in it, big banana peppers, delicious.
Oh, I might have to try that. And then Casey chimes in, you are bleeping weird.
Who eats broccoli on pizza, you weirdo?
Well, you're trying to, you know, you're trying
and
to.
And Aaron's like, you have no clue. There are a few months into this relationship. We're just scratching the surface.
Listen to me closely, folks. I could tell you some of the things Aaron have told me about him, and it would be...
You can't. You'd get in trouble.
I literally would get fired.
I can't read the rest of the actual thread.
I screenshotted something that Aaron texted me, yeah.
You really did. You really did show some receipts.
So the alternative was this other thing that I was going to put in the chat, and I definitely wasn't going to put your business out like that, but it's much more disgusting. You know what I'm talking about?
You don't, but I can only
yes,
imagine.
Yes, you do.
Listen, only imagine.
I'm an oversharer from day one. Don't worry about it. There's a lot more to come.
It was in a bathroom. You remember now?
Yes.
Yes. Glad I don't know. Please don't tell me.
Yeah. better that you don't know.
All right. I'd like you to keep respecting me for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, for a couple more weeks. Keep getting the job done. Casey, what you got? Barry Bonds.
Great.
Oh.
I have 2.5 minutes
to do my stat. We go longer here.
Yeah,
we just went longer. We go longer all the time.
All right. Barry Bonds. See, I feel like no one's going to take it serious.
I will.
Barry Bonds, how many home runs does he have?
750.
Oh.
You're both wrong. I was going to say 22. I guess I'm wrong.
722.
722? No. 762.
62.
762.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that wasn't even the hard part.
Well, so 755 was Hank Aaron, right?
Yeah.
And then he got seven more. There we go.
Yeah. Okay, so as you look at the home run chart in terms of guys that could ever get there.
You're talking active players.
Guys that could ever get there. So unless, you know, some of these people come back from the dead or retirement. Yeah. we're going to stick with.
I just ate 6 wings and I'm not feeling good, all right?
Bro, six. Unbelievable.
But at a furious pace.
So anyway, it was furious. if you go down the list of players that are active, you have Albert Pujols, who is 100 behind. He's not getting there.
No. Miggy?
Miggy's at 506. He's not getting there. All Nelson right. Cruz is at 457. He's not getting there.
Okay.
Then your next closest is Giancarlo Stanton. At 371. Now, Stanton would need to average 39 home runs for the next 10 years. Does anybody buy that?
I mean, it's not out of the realm, but unlikely these days. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably not. No, it's really unlikely because he can't stay healthy.
Correct. It's not possible.
They've also deadened up the ball a little bit.
Yeah, and he would be 43 at the end of those 10 years.
He ain't doing that.
So then you have Cano. It's not going to happen. You have Trout at 334.
Man, his career is over, right? Just kidding.
Well, it might be.
Well, because of the back.
He says it's not, but obviously if his back is an issue as he gets older, it's degenerative. He's not going to get better swinging
the
bat.
Trout, by the way, is just 30 years old. If he was able to play 10 more years in this, he's at how many?
Well, that's actually not right if he was able to play 10 years, because I did the math. He would have to average 36 home runs for the next 12 years to break it.
That's certainly doable, though, because
he hasn't played a full healthy. He has not had a healthy season fully in the last 3 years.
But how many home runs does he have like this year?
20 something. He'd have to average 36 for the next 12 years, which would put him over 43 years old.
He has 24 home runs in 79 games. So, and to your point, and this is a good point, he really hasn't had 30. Oh yeah, he had 33, 39. So the last 3 years, he hasn't had 36.
Right. That's
He's
my
not
point.
Doing it. Yeah.
Yes.
But he will have, if he plays.
And people believe he has the best shot currently.
True.
But as we keep going, Longoria has 326.
He's
it's not
done.
Happening.
Right.
Justin Upton, it's not happening. Bryce Harper would be next at 282. He would have to average 40 home runs for the next 12 years just to tie.
Just to finish that contract out.
Yes. Aaron Judge has 197. He would need 47 home runs for the next 12 years.
Yeah, because he's already like 32.
Yes. So, no.
How old is Judge?
29 or 30.
30.
So, what I'm telling you is it's extremely unlikely that anybody's breaking this record before any of us, like, we will not see it be broken, I don't think.
So, yes, but, like, nobody saw the steroid boom of the 80s and 90s popping the way it did. With people coming out here hitting 60, 70 home runs a season. So who knows what's coming next with sports science and technology.
Maybe, but I also pulled these numbers. So the next two guys that are closest in terms of age, and it's possible, and it's still very not, is Rafael Devers and Ronald Acuna. Devers is 26. Next year, he has 134 home runs. His 162-game average in his career is 34 home runs. If he stays on that average in 17 seasons, so 34 home runs the next 17 years, he would still only have 712.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Then Acuna has 113 in his career. His 162-game average is 40, but he hasn't had a healthy season in 2 years. He would need 17 seasons of 40 home runs to break it.
Yeah, it's just super unlikely, period.
Yeah. So the more likely scenario is somebody that's currently not playing eventually does it in your sports science thing.
Or
isn't that wild?
It is wild that no one's even close
it's
or has a
close.
Shot. Like that person isn't playing yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it one of these stats like, I don't know, 30 wins that just never happens again?
Well, yeah. Like, see, that's why I didn't do wins because, like, that's never going to come back because I would look into that.
Right.
But we're literally, baseball's hitting more home runs than ever, or they were last year. And nobody is even relatively close.
Not even in the conversation.
Here's the thing. Like, nobody will. The wins thing and all those won't happen unless they change to my theory of 7 innings per game. And if they did that, then the home run record would never be broken.
Right.
Because now you're losing in that bat a game, potentially, in there. But, listen, Bonds went I mean, Bonds was good before the roids. Most people think like around 97-ish, I think, was when the roids kind of started.
Mm-hmm. You got to believe it started earlier than that.
Well, though. I don't think so. Like, I just actually listened to this podcast about the whole Belko and Bonds and all the rest of them, and it was pretty insightful. It was interesting to see. He basically got mad at the guys that were...
Bonds did.
Like, McGuire, he really got mad at the Sosa-McGuire thing.
Okay.
Because he's like, I am 10 times the player of those guys.
He was right.
And, yeah, he was. And those guys are at the home, and he got obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And so he got obsessed, according to this, like, he got obsessed with it, and that's why he took off.
Well, but he also had that reputation for being a jerk from back in the day.
All the time, yeah. 40 home runs, 37, 34, 49, 73, 46. He went a five-year stretch, guys, with 49, 73, 46, 45, 45. I mean, which to your point, Casey, what the forgotten part about this is you can hit home runs a mile. You can hit home runs at a rapid pace. You have to stay healthy
all season.
And Bonds stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bonds really dragged it out toward the end. I mean, he was like 42 and 40. He didn't have a lot left at the end.
No, but he was there.
But he wanted to break it. Mm. And so then he chased it. And then he hung around to chase it. A lot like Pujols has chased a couple of milestones.
I mean, Pujols is still trying to get to 700, but I mean... Even if he gets there, he's not getting... I mean, it's his last year either way.
Yeah, he's not coming. He's not playing again.
I just don't know. One thing, because I did listen to that podcast really recently about it, and I sit here and wonder, like, in my view, when you say home run champ, I actually still think of guys like Hank Aaron and Roger Maris. I don't think McGuire and Sosa. I don't think Barry Bonds.
Is it?
But I wonder in 40 years, in 50 years, like... Because kids didn't live through it, or that generation didn't live through it, and all the negativity that went around it, and you mm-hmm. lost this the genuine nature of baseball for a decade. Does that matter to them? And so, I mean, Will Bonds. And by the way, you forgot who they didn't even know who Bonds was. They didn't know he was a jerk. Like, we don't care that if Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, whatever name your guy was a good guy or not.
Yeah, you hear.
We
all
just
the
know they were
stories.
Legends, right?
Yeah.
And so, and we wish we saw them play,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate what they did. I would imagine 40, 50 years from now, the steroid stuff doesn't mean much to that generation that's talking about baseball.
Yeah, time heals all wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which, at the end of the day, Bonds got away with it.
He really did.
Now, the only thing is, he's not in the Hall,
and you know that bothers him.
Yeah. But we also just talked about how unlikely it is that someone's going to break his home run record.
Yeah, but no one considers that to be his record, even though it's in the stat books. Like, between the asterisk and what Brent's saying, it's like the old guys still think it's a...
You're right. But to the point Brent just made, old people are going to die.
How do you feel about that, Brent? Old people are going to die?
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's very true.
But, like, to your point, if people don't think about the steroids with Bonds at that point, like, who cares? Who cares? Like, Hank Aaron's that dude for sure, but, like...
What's more important? Barry Bonds being a Hall of Famer or Barry Bonds being the home run king?
To who?
To sports fans.
To the public. Home run king.
Well,
to Barry?
I think it's Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
I don't think.
You know Barry like that?
I think he was so damn obsessed with the Hall of Fame stuff. I mean, the home run king stuff.
But then he got it. And he's sitting here on the outside looking in.
But he will not see somebody break his record.
Like Marion Jones, like, again, this is part of this podcasting. Marion Jones had all her medals stripped away. She was like, it didn't matter what she did. She was scarred, tarnished.
Mm-hmm.
Like Barry Bonds to this generation is tarnished. To the history of sports, I'm not sure he's tarnished. Like, think about guys that have done things. And Pete Rose, to people for a segment of time, they couldn't believe it. He was tarnished. Now you got people like me that say, Pete should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care if he gambled.
Yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. That's me. Who's going to be Brent in 20 years to say, I don't care if he had the head of a watermelon?
True.
Like, I think the home run stuff is going to live forever unless Major League Baseball does something about it. See, the one thing that's carried it on with Pete Rose is Major League Baseball did something about it and they've stayed true that they just won't let him back in, which I think is goofy and stupid and dumb. But if you put it in the same respect as, like, Bonds, from my estimation, I think they should put a huge asterisk next to it. This was in the steroid era. And I've always come from the vantage point of I don't think you should ban the steroid era guys. I just think you should note that that's when they played.
I'm not even sure that you should note it, because you certainly aren't noting like other infamous or famous dead ball eras from like the 1900s where guys were going out there and winning 30 games and pitching every other day and no one could get any hits going.
I get wanting to separate it out from everybody else's natural or organic efforts, but this was the game. Like, everyone was playing on the same level playing field, whether they want to admit it or not. They don't necessarily have to be taking the steroids to be on the level playing field. They knew it was happening. Each team had those guys.
Yeah, I put more blame on the game than I do on players because of what you just said.
Yeah.
If you wanted to survive in advance in your professional career, you needed to take steroids.
Yeah.
Because you had to be a second baseman that could now hit 30 home runs.
We were looking at Brady Anderson throwing 50 out there, and we're all like, yeah, that makes sense.
But when you break the records, and that's – it's like if Bonds had 660 home runs, I would give a lick about it. But because he did it to the point where he broke every record, it just doesn't feel – who knows? We don't know if everybody cheated back then in their own right.
Yeah.
You know? We don't because we don't have enough – we don't have no way to find out, really. Obviously, we're going way late. We'll just close the show here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We got Action Sports Jacks OT coming up, and then we have the Shrimp coming up after that tonight. Mm-hmm. And a full weekend of Jags football and Action Sports Jacks primetime on CBS 47 and Fox 30. But Joey Gallo, did you see the tweet that you shared? Gallo is hitting 161 this year with a 38% strikeout percentage.
Hey.
Meanwhile, they got Benintendi. He's hitting 320 with a 13 strikeout percentage.
Like the exact opposite.
So the exact opposite guy. But my question is, what metrics in today's analytic crazy world thought Joey Gallo fits?
Minor league stadium with a left-handed hitter in Yankee Stadium.
But you got to remember, when they got him too, he had crazy on-base percentage.
Yeah, he was walking.
He walked a ton.
Now he's not.
And I believe on-base percentage is an underrated stat. I think we almost sometimes...
At all points of the lineup or at certain points of the lineup?
I just think, man, you can't... It's harder to score when you're not on base than it is when you are on base.
Okay? You think there are certain guys who need to be on base versus others you can afford to either have on or have off?
I do. And by the way, this isn't a defense. I think I wouldn't want Joey Gallo on my team.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, no.
I just... There's too much of a strikeout. Like, I love when the Red Sox had to face... Honestly, I love when they have to face Stanton unless he's, like, on fire. Because I know you can strike him out.
He's going
like, you
action,
throw three sliders and boom. Now, when he's hot, he's deadly. Like, Joey Gallo, has he ever been hot?
Not in pinstripes, no. And by the way, fun fact on that, the number you just said with Gallo... he is actually better than three guys that currently start for the Rays.
Really?
Taylor Walls, Brett Phillips, and I forget the other one.
That's right. The strikeout percentage isn't as high, but...
The weighted runs created plus.
I don't know if I'll give you this one quick stat. We leave the show with this mind-blowing stat.
Mm-hmm.
Judge has 39 home runs. I think I saw that Gallo has 37 hits this year.
And they're in first place by a lot.
That is amazing. Go get some whatever you do to clear off heartburn. Right?
Like, give myself the Heimlich or so.
I got to do a whole show by myself.
Chicken wing dinner for Casey Kurtz. He's the winner.
Yeah,
winner, chicken dinner.
That's what he got.
On National Chicken Wing Day. Good week, guys. We'll see you back on Monday, High School Football Media Day and Canton, Ohio week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Action Sports Jacks OT coming up next with Casey Kurtz.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.